Be Kind Rewind videos a la carte.
It's time for the Thursday Rewind, bringing you some of the best music from the past and what was happening in the world when they were new.
Didn't we do this yesterday?
It's the Thursday Rewind on 97.9 The Hill. And now, here's AJ.
And welcome into the Thursday Rewind on the After Hours, 97.9 The Hill. Hey, it's AJ, and tonight we're looking at 1969. Now, of course, a lot of stuff happened in the 1960s. You had the Vietnam War, you had Charles Manson's family doing what they did, and you had all sorts of things, scientific advances, music was great in the 60s, and also, you saw the demonstration of the predecessor to the Internet. It was known as ARPANET, created by the Advanced Research Projects Agency. On October 29th of 1969, a message was sent across the ARPANET from UCLA to the Stanford Research Institute. Now, ARPANET would not be demonstrated to the public until 1972, and by 1989 it had become somewhat obsolete and was shut down, mainly because the Internet had taken over. Our first song tonight's on the Rewind. It's the Isley Brothers. It's Your Thing.
It's your thing. Do what you wanna do. I can't tell you who to sock it to. It's your thing. Do what you wanna do. It's your thing.
It's your thing.
Do what you wanna do now. I can't tell you who to sock you to.
'69 also saw one of the greatest achievements in mankind's history. That was the landing of the first man on the moon. There was a lot of lead up to the actual landing of a man on the moon in 1969. In the early 60s, 1961 to be exact, President Kennedy had asked Congress for $531 million to put a man on the moon before the end of the decade. 1963 saw the Russians put the first woman into space. 1965, there was the first spacewalk, again, by the Russians. And then 1968 was the first human spaceflight to leave Earth's orbit and enter a different orbit around the moon. That was Apollo 8. And then, the culmination of all these efforts, in 1969, July 16th, Apollo 11 launched from the Kennedy Space Center Launch Complex number 39 in Merritt Island, Florida, carrying Neil Armstrong, Michael Collins, and Buzz Aldrin. On July 19th, Apollo 11 passed behind the moon and fired its service propulsion engine to enter the lunar orbit. On the 20th, Lunar Module Eagle, carrying Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin, separated from the command module. And then also on the 20th, that module landed on the moon's surface in the Sea of Tranquility. And finally, on July 21st, 1969, Neil Armstrong stepped off Eagle's footpad and uttered his famous line, "That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind." Buzz Aldrin later joined him in describing the view as magnificent desolation. Now, later on that day, the Eagle module left the moon's surface, and finally on July 24th, the command module, carrying the three astronauts, splashed back down into the Pacific Ocean. Estimates for how many people watched or listened to the moon landings are currently resting between 0.5 and 1 billion people around the world. Also released in 1969, it's the Rolling Stones' Honky Tonk Women. If you enjoy great music, 1969 would have been a great time to be alive. On July 4th, the Atlanta International Pop Festival attracted an audience of approximately 100,000 people to watch 16 performers who included Janis Joplin, Johnny Rivers, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Canned Heat, Joe Cocker, Creedence Clearwater Revival, Sweetwater, and Led Zeppelin. From August 15th to the 18th, that's when the Woodstock Festival went on with approximately 500,000 people. And then on August 30th and 31st, the Isle of Wight Festival attracted an audience of approximately 150,000 people to watch 26 performers. Now, early on in 1969, January 30th, that's when you saw the final live performance of one of the most influential bands in history. The Beatles, with Billy Preston, gave their final live performance on the roof of the Apple Building in London. The live performance was an impromptu event that ran for 42 minutes, featured multiple songs including I Want You, Don't Let Me Down, I've Got a Feeling, One After 909, and this song. The final song ever performed live by the Beatles. Here they are with Billy Preston. It's Get Back.
Picture the fingers good. Okay. Jojo was a man who thought he was a loner, but he knew it couldn't last. Jojo left his home in Tucson, Arizona, for some California grass.
Yeah, I would say you probably passed the audition. Well, this has been The Rewind on 97.9 The Hill, looking at 1969. If you missed any of The Rewind tonight, you'll be able to catch it on chapelboro.com and the on-demand page. I'm AJ, and the After Hours returns next.